Hi, I'm Daniel, I'm a sleep physician, and if you haven't saw me, this channel is for you. In this episode, we're going to talk about how a bedtime routine cannot be engineered to produce good sleep, but rather a good bedtime routine is a consequence of sleeping well. And most importantly, we're going to talk about how you can get to that place of sleeping well. Hey there, extremely excited having you back here because I've been thinking about this episode for quite a while. Was it last week or maybe the week before that? I made this episode about how you should just forget about sleep hygiene, how the potential minimal benefit you can get from, you know, keeping the room cool and quiet and staying off electronics and things like that is far outweighed by all the anxiety and frustration and confusing and, you know, all the negative impact of trying to like create a good bedroom environment and then subconsciously hoping that will make you sleep better. So I say forget about that. And also, you know, the same day I thought about that, I thought about the following: that a good bedtime routine is a consequence of sleeping well, meaning somebody that is sleeping well on a night-to-night basis typically does something before they go to bed, and that something, because they're sleeping well, becomes something that leads up to good sleep. So again, if you're sleeping well, then whatever you do before you go to bed becomes your, you know, that good bedtime routine. But what you cannot do, and what you always kind of hear that you should be doing, is create a bedtime routine that then leads to good sleep. Because if you start trying to like engineer that, you start thinking like, okay, it's 2 hours before I go to bed. Now I got to start, you know, turning the light down. I started to turn the thermostat down. I got to stop creating, you know, watching TV. I'm going to stop doing this and that. That just creates frustration and like builds up pressure and anxiety. And it is boring. You know, how fun is it to look forward to 2 hours of like staying in a dark, cool room and doing nothing that engages you, right? So bedtime becomes something that you dread even more because now you can't do anything that's fun. So I totally see this problem now, how like people try to create a bedtime routine that's gonna make them sleep, totally backfires. And it's the opposite. It's when you sleep well, that whatever you do before you go to bed becomes a good bedtime routine. Now, so how can you reach that place of sleeping well and having, you know, having a quote unquote good bedtime routine? Well, really everything I talk about here is aimed at, you know, helping somebody sleep better. So all of it really plays a role. But more specifically here, I want to say actually the same thing I said that episode, which is that hour or half hour or hour and a half, you know, before you go to bed, you have to do something that you look forward to, that you know is going to be enjoyable, you know, because going to bed is not something, you know, you shouldn't dread that time. You should look forward to that time. So that could be really anything that you enjoy. But what most people do, I believe, is actually watch TV or watch this show on Amazon Prime or watch a Netflix show or, you know, talk to somebody or read a book or listen to an audiobook or listen to anything like that that is enjoyable is good. You have to look forward to bedtime. So hope this was helpful, and much more to come this week and onwards. By the way, I totally missed out on the 1 year anniversary, which was like last month of this channel. But it's been amazing, a year done and really just getting started here. Much, much, much more to come. So that said, hope to have you back here tomorrow. And if you have any questions, please comment or email me, Daniel@insomniainsight.co. Bye for now.